Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, my Moss Nissan studio, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations, and also all across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the internet and the satellite live around the world. Now, a special shout out always goes out to our active duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER rooms, workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, working on the bridges. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, the Captain's America Third Watch.com, and let's go to the phone line and pick up Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say our Pledge of Allegiance for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, you know, Kyle, it's just one of those deals where you can't make this stuff up. President Trump has told suburban voters that they will no longer be bothered by low-income housing regulations, where they were going to put low-income housing in the middle of these suburbs.
Right.
And guess what CNN has to say about the story? You ready for this?
Uh-huh, yes.
Trump again attempts to stroke racial divisions in housing message. That's the headline from CNN.
Wow. Wow.
Do they not realize that one of the reasons that people move into the suburbs is because, number one, it's usually cheaper to live there, and number two, they get to, and again, they get to live in gated communities, and then the school systems are better normally, and this, that, and the other, and all that. That's why they're going there. And by the way, if you can't afford to live there, then you can't complain, though, can you?
Well, right. Well, and again, the government knows best, I guess, or actually maybe we should amend that. The liberal politicians evidently know best about everything.
Yeah, and just because you're low income doesn't mean you're going to be given three aughts and a cot and a house to go along with it. It doesn't work that way. You want to go to work, you want to get a job, you want to make the money that everybody else had to make to put the down payment down and all that. If you had to do that, then guess what? That's what you got to do.
Well, right. And again, the government is, or the liberal establishment likes to engineer things the way they think everything should be. And that in and of itself, in many ways, creates the division, resentment, and these kinds of things that we see happening on our streets.
Now, Google yesterday buried Breitbart, and the visibility index for Breitbart was down 99.7%. I don't know why they did that, but Breitbart reported on that. And then the terms for Biden, just the word Biden, went to zero overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Zero.
Yeah, I heard one of the representatives of Breitbart talking recently, and yes, that's right. It's so much of their traffic just evaporated literally, you know, overnight, basically. So again, there's a lot of questions to be had about, you know, people, again, finding information. They started at a search engine like Google, and they want to be able to find out information. But, if there's something there that says we're not going to display this or that, well, that raises a lot of questions.
Now, your state, California, the churches out there are defying a state worship ban. Many of the churches are holding services on the beach or perhaps indoors.
Well, that's true. And, you know, and that's up to every individual church, obviously. But I think people are just, generally speaking, they're getting sort of over the arbitrary types of shutdowns. You know, again, you can go to the home improvement store. You can hang out there all day. I mean, if they served hot dogs there, I'd probably just be there all weekend long, you know, or something, because you can just hang out and do whatever you want, but you can't go to church. And people are just, they're bristling at that, to say the least.
Now, in Nevada, a sheriff said he will not take 911 calls from a library that currently has supporting and has signs up for the BLM, Black Lives Matter, and the Defund Police movement. And for that reason, they won't take any 911 calls from the library.
Well, you know, this is a real interesting kind of question. You know, I certainly the Defund the Police is so incendiary that, you know, I can see why there would be a major reaction to that. If they really did get a legitimate call and they didn't go there, then that could open up the city, obviously, to legal entanglements, to say the least. But it's really demonstrative of just how tense this whole thing really, really is.
Yeah, and folks, I'm speaking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And before we go to break, the energy secretary has said the United States has now grown its GDP a little slow, but the GDP has, in fact, grown, and they've cut the use of CO2, their CO2 numbers are down. That's a good thing.
Well, of course it's a good thing. We should always be striving to do things like that. In fact, we can have all kinds of different energy sources, you know, mission-specific things. But, for example, what they're talking about with the Green New Deal, well, that's just a huge control mechanism.
Right, and here comes the music here, so hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming right back with more in a Captain's America Third Watch. And, oh, by the way, China has gotten smart. And we'll tell you what it is that they've gotten smart about. They're going to try to do some things. And ISIS, not to be forgotten, is out on the Internet telling people to do something really, really, really bad across the U.S. and Europe. And we'll tell you what that is. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99 or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together.
people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch and my conversation with Kyle Warren. This segment brought to you by our buddies over at Relief Factor. That would be the father-son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And let me tell you something here. If you're struggling with nagging pain, you just can't quite get rid of it, and you're taking a bunch of Aleve or Leave or ibuprofen, or maybe you're taking some Mobic or Flexeril like I was, and you're sick and tired of the side effects that come with it. You're tired when you don't want to be, and you get droopy-eyed and all that stuff when you don't want to be. Well, I got something that'll perk you right up and help you out, too, an all-natural product called Relief Factor. Because if you got arthritis pain like I do, if you got back pain like I do, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, knee pain, hip pain, or just general muscle aches and pain from your everyday activities, then how about trying the 3-week quick start Relief Factor for just $19.95 and seeing if you can get rid of that pain and kick the habit on some of that other stuff you might be taking. Because this stuff is a lot better for you. I'll tell you that right now. Now, it's all natural. You don't need to worry about any of that. And if you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, you'll be able to watch the 2.5-minute tutorial that's right there from Pete and Seth Talbot. They'll tell you all about what's in it, how it works, and what it'll do for you. And it'll do for you what it did for me, and that was get me out of pain. Now, about 10 o'clock last night, I took the second packet for yesterday because I was having some discomfort because of my left foot and my left ankle again and my leg. My back was bothering me a little bit too. And it went away. It was gone. So there you go. It took about 20 minutes or so and it was just gone. So relieffactor.com/captain. Try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. And if you want to call them, you can do that too at 800-500-8384. Make sure you tell them that the captain, Matt Bruce, you heard it on the Captain's America Third Watch radio show, and that way you will make sure you get that $19.95 price. They won't try to sell you something else that's inflated or whatnot. Okay, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, you know, just when you thought you couldn't get rid of China, We're not going to. China is turning to the USA court system now to pursue fugitives wanted for corruption where, you say? In China, because they find their way to the U.S.
Very interesting. Very interesting. Well, see, here's the thing. It depends, I would think, obviously, on what these kinds of charges are all about. I'm sure the U.S. government would be reviewing them before doing any kind of extradition, one might think. But again, we have to sort of, know exactly what it is that they're running from. I think it's very important.
Yeah, and Al just chimed in from Nebraska, and he says that housing thing is to perpetuate the voting underclass. Well, not necessarily. They're trying to equalize the, quote, the dream, and it's just all part of the guaranteed income and all that stuff, that movement.
Well, right. And again, it's the idea of engineering things. Well, mm-hmm. We don't like that there are these houses here or this community there, and so we're going to rearrange it.
Now, I want you to listen to the gift that keeps on giving, and that's Joe Biden when he doesn't know where in the hell he's at. Listen to this.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Kingswood Community Center. Actually, that's the one down I used to work. That's a joke. You didn't know where we were. Anyway, it's great to be here. And
he didn't know where he was, did he?
That didn't sound like a joke.
No, it wasn't, but he tried to make it into one because he did not know where he was at.
Right, exactly. In other words, he knew he wasn't at the Kingston Community Center, but he didn't know exactly where. Otherwise, he would have said, I think.
Yeah. Now, let's continue to move along here because this is something that's really disturbing. As a retired firefighter, I hate to hear about anybody that goes out there and tries to set an arson fire anywhere. ISIS is once again calling for something that they were onto, I don't know, a couple of years ago or so, but they still got their internet group going, and they're still active putting things out there. And ISIS is calling for their supporters to start setting arson fires all across the United States and Europe.
Well, I'm not surprised. We have heard this kind of call before. But I think, Captain, that the remnants of ISIS, as it were, they look into the United States and they see kindred spirits of those who would want to bring down the United States of America. So either by direct supporters of their own ilk, shall we say, they could start fires, and they believe that that would help things along with the insurrectionists or the insurrectionists themselves. So, again, the birds of a feather flock together. That's very true.
Well, that's true, and I've always wondered about these big fires out west, whether or not some of them were set, and every now and then you find out they are. Now, experts are now fearing that North Korea is using the COVID-19 vaccine that they're supposedly working on as cover for a biological weapons development there in their country.
Oh, well, I wouldn't be surprised in North Korea. Obviously, they put their resources to the kinds of things that are completely destructive, completely divisive, and meanwhile, the people literally starve. And quite frankly, Captain, we don't know how many COVID-19 cases there are in North Korea, but I'm sure that there are many, most unfortunately.
Now, do you remember billionaire Michael Bloomberg when he made a promise after he got out of the race that he was going to be giving money, lots of money, to the Democrats? You remember?
Well, the money thing, yeah.
Yeah. You know how much he's given to date to the Democrats?
Is it close to or at zero?
Yeah, it's zero. He hasn't given them a dime, and all the Democrats now are sitting around waiting, wondering where their money is.
Well,
for their campaigns.
Well, Bloomberg, he spent so much money to get, what, those couple of delegates from, was it Guam or something, I think?
Yeah, it was Guam.
Yeah, and so maybe he's just still smarting from, spending all that money and getting literally virtually nothing back in it in terms of being able to mount a real challenge to get the nomination. So maybe he's just pulling back, and maybe he's also reading the tea leaves as well. He had a lot of crazy ideas, there's no doubt about that, but maybe he's just sitting back and saying, well, this isn't working, or he's waiting for the convention, but I would think maybe it's the former.
Yeah, and Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is back in a New York City hospital for some sort of procedure. Don't know what it is, but she's supposed to be in there for 2 or 3 days before they release her again.
Yeah, we understand at this hour, Captain, it looks like she was in for what they call a revised bile duct stent, minimally invasive procedure. She's 87 years old,
of course. That would be for her heart.
It could be, yes. But it says a bile duct, so to be honest, I'm not exactly sure what that actually entails. But at her age, though, to have these kinds of procedures, I'm sure you take extra precaution and so forth. So hopefully she's doing just fine.
Now, I kind of briefly skipped over this, but the United States has given a warning to Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, and an ultimatum telling him to end the war right now or endure crippling sanctions aimed directly at his son, who apparently is a businessman and a student going to school outside the country.
Well, what has been going on with Syria is in the last month or so, they passed what they call the Caesar Syria Civilian Protection Act. And it actually was signed last December by President Trump. So it's been in place. But just yesterday, on Wednesday, they brought on about 14 additional sanctions that have gone on to the Assad regime. And it is aimed at ending the war, which, of course, he is not doing. So, Mike Pompeo is saying very strongly that this has got to happen. And the White House is very serious about making that happen with these sanctions.
Now, before we have to part company here, Representative Louie Gohmert, who, of course, tests positive for COVID-19 yesterday, and now he's staying clear of everybody and everything for a while anyway to see what happens. He's wondering if wearing the mask isn't what gave him the COVID-19 positive test to begin with.
Yeah, I heard him talking about that, and he's saying, well, maybe his touching of the mask out and about, basically touching surfaces and then touching your mask to, or face covering, basically, to reposition it might have actually, because then if you touch your face covering, presumably you could transfer something and then breathe it in. So that's sort of where he was coming from on that. And if you watch people and you're out in the world, you'll see people they make adjustments to their masks.
Yeah. Tell everybody how to hear your show, Kyle.
Thank you so much, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We appreciate him very much. He does a great job. A lot of research involved in all those different talking points that we just got through. Most radio shows won't even mention that kind of stuff in an hour, let alone an hour and a half. All righty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming back with our first military and veterans news segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the United States is now leading the world in oil and natural gas production. The president traveling to an oil rig in Midland, Texas, and called it a dominant position.
Under the Trump administration, the United States has increased oil production by 3.1 million barrels per day. That's some number. Never been anything like that number.
Dr. Anthony Fauci isn't embracing a one-size-fits-all approach when it comes to schools reopening, but the infectious disease expert is telling MSNBC that getting kids back to school is a task worth pursuing.
We need right now to understand that we should try as best as we possibly, underline, possibly can, to get the children back to school.
Fauci is worried about schools reopening in coronavirus hotspots. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our first military and veterans news segment of the morning. And it is brought to you, as always, by the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. And keep in mind that in about 14 months, you are going to become an aviation maintenance tech, a very highly sought after position, especially in the day and age in which we live, and you can make a lot of money doing that. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Alrighty, and don't forget that this portion of the program brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. What you need to do, ladies and gentlemen, is take a tour. If you want to go and become an aviation maintenance tech, you owe it to yourself to go take a tour of one of the two facilities that they have. Now, they have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, right down here where I'm at on the other side of Tampa Bay. So, you call them at 800-659-2080, the number again, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. And after you do that, then tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get the white gloves treatment in the process. Now, their website to find out more, NAA.edu, that's NAA.edu.
make sure you always tell them the captain sent you, because I'm telling you, it'll give you a leg up on what's going on. All right. The three U.S. senators are calling on Navy Secretary Kenneth Braithwaite to provide answers regarding what the Sea Service is doing about human trafficking involving three sailors stationed on the Middle Eastern island nation of Bahrain. Wow. Yep, serious stuff. We'll find out about that, I'm sure. By the way, the Pentagon would get nearly $30 billion under the Senate Republicans' coronavirus relief plan, including $8 billion for weapons systems. That's being reported by The Hill. And the Washington Post, okay, came out with just an unbelievable story just to stir the fires and get something else out there that's absolute trash. They said President Trump's refusal to commit to accepting the results of the November election, paired with his penchant for plunging the military into a partisan fray, has prompted scholars and legal experts to ask a once unthinkable question. How would the armed forces respond if pulled into a disputed election? Wow. Leave it to the Washington Post to throw that out there, because it's just not going to happen. By the way, an Army National Guard major working alongside federal officers on protest control during the June 1st demonstrations outside of the White House testified yesterday that military members were left upset and confused by the violent force used to clear out the area ahead of the presidential photo op there in that little area outside of the White House. Well, there's nothing to be violently confused about. The people didn't want to leave, so it wound up being a push them up, shove them out of the way fight. And they drove them out with tear gas and just pure force. I get that. I don't know why he doesn't get it, but maybe he's one of those guys that doesn't understand that when people don't want to move and you want them out of the area, you're going to move them. By the way, they were in the background. They weren't up front. They were behind all of this. Remember? Now, it's been an exceptionally busy year for troops supporting missions stateside. And if confirmed as the next head of the U.S. Northern Command, Air Force Lieutenant General Glenn Van Herk will be overseeing troops deployed to the border, activated in support of COVID-19 pandemic response and providing relief to communities hit by hurricanes, amongst other things that he would be doing with NORTHCOM. By the way, did you hear about Iran and what they're doing right now? Well, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard fired a missile from a helicopter targeting a replica aircraft carrier in the strategic Straits of Hormuz. It was shown on Iranian television. It's an exercise aimed at threatening the U.S. amid tensions between Tehran and Washington, showing us how they can sink one of our carriers. Well, not so fast, Iran. Not so fast. By the way, in the midst of all this, U.S. military forces responded to a distress signal in the Mediterranean Sea that resulted in the rescue of 131 immigrants that were in a boat that was in trouble. So thank goodness they were there for that. Now, Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard, who launched their missiles Tuesday targeting the Mach aircraft carrier in the strategic Straits of Hormuz, caused the cities of Al Dhafra and Al Uaid to go on temporary alert during the Iranian attack on this Mach Nimitz-class carrier. Now, the U.S. temporarily put these two regional bases in the Middle East on alert amidst the tensions between the two countries, not knowing what was going to happen. Of course, I would too. I'd have my people standing by, because you can't trust the Iranians for sure. Also, the Taliban announced a brief ceasefire as the Afghan peace talks are now looking imminent again. The developments could inject new optimism into a peace process that has been floundering over disagreements and insurgent attacks. Not that they're going to stop, but who knows, they might. By the way, the U.S. military will help Japan monitor unprecedented Chinese incursions around the East China Sea islands, controlled by Tokyo but claimed by Beijing, as Chinese boats prepare to begin fishing in nearby waters. Yep. But what are they fishing for? That's the question. What are they fishing for? Now, the pandemic is forcing the Pentagon to look at some tough cybersecurity lessons here. The Navy took some risk in permitting hundreds of thousands of service members and civilian employees to use personal laptops and cell phones at home during the COVID-19 pandemic to transact normal business. Now that they're being brought back, as these people are coming back to work at the Pentagon, they're having to be sterilized. Hopefully, no one will get sick as a result. Now, the nominee to lead the nearly year-old Space Command, U.S. Space Command, voiced support for addressing the problem of overclassification in space. He did so during a July 28th hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And we'll see how all that plays out, too. By the way, Senator Tom Kaine urged other lawmakers not to cave to President Donald Trump's demands to remove a measure from the annual defense authorization bill that would strip the Confederate names from 10 Army posts. He wants it in there, and he wants those names gone. Well, we'll see. We'll see. In the meantime, in his latest political move to stymie Legardo's spectrum plans, Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Jim Inhofe, Republican of Oklahoma, has placed a hold on the renomination process of the federal communications member, Michael O'Reilly. We'll see what that does for the scheme of things. Now, don't forget that we have our military men and women that always listen into the program, and we are so thankful for them and appreciate the job that you do keeping us free and safe that we can't say it enough. Thank you, because you, your families, your loved ones, they keep it all going, and we appreciate all of that and appreciate you so very much. Okay. I'm coming back with the next Truckers Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch, so don't go anywhere. We shall return with lots more, and Kathy is going to take us to break. So, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Survival food alert and a quick heads up. In an emergency situation, there may be a time you need to have an easy-to-transport, easy-to-conceal, almost perfect food to survive. You'd want a food that is so nutritionally dense that a couple of tablespoons per day is all you need to live on. And by that, I mean truly living well, staying smart, even strong for extended periods of time. So if you're looking for a standalone, super-dense superfood, or you'd just like to protein up your own food supplies, check this out. This superfood has 58 times the bioavailable iron of spinach, chock full of B vitamins, twice the chlorophyll of wheatgrass, 25 times the antioxidant power of carrots. And the phenolic phytonutrient compounds? Well, 31 times more than blueberries, a whopping 700 times more than apples. Go to BlueGreenBooster.com, BlueGreenBooster.com. Get maximum nutrition with minimum weight and bulk. BlueGreenBooster.com.
10. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to HandgunConversion.com. That's HandgunConversion.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. This portion of the program, again, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy, where you can have a tremendous career as an aviation maintenance tech. More about that. And by the way, let's not forget also the folks out there at the truckers, truck stops for the pilots and the Flying J's. We've got plenty of you folks out there that are chiming in. Just heard from somebody named Barry, and he was at the Flying J just south of Atlanta, Georgia, and said he went in there and got his free cup of coffee. So we thank you very much for that. And we've also got Mike chiming in, and Mike is up there with Gary, Indiana, at the Flying J up there, and he's saying he's listening to us and sounding good. All righty. Well, in the meantime, get the bell bottoms going again. We're going to do another Bee Gees song. This is the one that probably put them on the map forever.
Stay in the light, stay in the light. Feel the city breaking and everybody looking to stay in the light.
I'm going to cut that down because you got a lot of stuff to talk about here. Maybe we'll go back to it here in a second after Denise Simon comes chiming in here. But got to tell you about Tropical Storm Isaiah. Now, it's pronounced a little different, but it means Isaiah in Spanish. The potential tropical storm now could be developing into something different, is impacting the Greater Antilles as well as the Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, the American Virgin Islands. Heavy rain with life-threatening flash flooding and mudslides expected across Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands through Friday. Meanwhile, heavy rain will also be possible in portions of the plains through the Tennessee Valley. And finally, excessive heat warnings are in effect for the Northwest and the Southwest. Now, let's take a look at Washington State, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and over into the western part of Montana. We've got high heat warnings over there today, all the way on down to Boise in Idaho, and all the way down through to Salem in Oregon. And if you're coming down off Cabbage, you're going to be in the heat on Cabbage and in the heat going down through the Hood River Valley. So keep that in mind. Now, also, we've got some high temperatures to the west of Reno tonight, going up over Donner and then over into Lake Tahoe and down towards Auburn Hills on the other side of I-80 coming down off Donner. And down along the coastline, Los Angeles, actually about Oxnard, all the way down to San Diego and the Mexican border. We've got some high heat warnings there. Going to be extremely hot today in Las Vegas, in Kingman, Arizona, in Barstow, in Needles, in Yuma. Extremely hot with temperatures 115 to 120 degrees. Whew. So keep that in mind. And make sure you got your equipment set up right with the water and whatnot in it. Make sure you got your equipment set up right. Okay, now, rain. Yep, we got rain. I-40 going across Oklahoma, East Oklahoma City, over into Arkansas, about Fort Smith, all the way to Fayetteville. And then we've got some flash flood watches and warnings right around Tulsa, over towards Joplin, going up I-44 all the way across to St. Louis, and now it's into the western part of Kentucky. It's in the southern part of Illinois as well. Looks like as if it's going across not only 44, but over towards could be 57, 55, and it's working its way up towards I-70, so we'll see what happens. And then up right now in Kansas, around Kansas City, you still got some rain there, flash flood watches and warnings there, as well as towards Columbia in South Carolina and the southeastern corner of Nebraska. Okay, the situation we have with our storm, which is no longer just a depression or a system. It is a tropical storm. We have a lot of things in play here. First of all, the barometric pressure has dropped, which means it's strengthening. The central pressure has gone down 5 points since I started the show. Now, that being said, it's moving along towards Puerto Rico. It's 100 miles south-southwest of Ponce, Puerto Rico. It's about 215 miles southeast of Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. It's probably going to cross over the Dominican Republic and go over some high mountains that are there. We understand there are about 10,000-foot peaks. The storm will lose a little bit of its momentum. However, it will pick it up again once it gets on the other side of the Dominican Republic. And then the winds, the tropical force winds, actually go out some 345 miles. So this storm, once it decides what it's going to do and gets organized, and right now the cone of uncertainty has all of Florida in it, so we'll have to pay close attention to this because we don't know what we're going to get. But late over the weekend and into the early part of next week, we could be looking at certainly a lot of rain. Don't know about anything else yet, but as I said, This is a big storm in terms of circumference and what it might or might not do. So plan right now for what you would normally plan for a tropical storm and whatnot, and be prepared to do whatever you have to do. And if you're in a low-lying area, regardless of where you're at, you might want to think about getting out of that low-lying area, because there's going to be a lot of water with this one. This is going to be a big-time rainmaker. Okay, and let's go to the telephone line, and we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and hello to you.
Good morning.
Well, let's see here. I think we'll start with the Acting Secretary, Department of Homeland Security, once again trying to set the record straight by saying that it's absolutely a backwards claim that federal agents are provoking violence. They're there to try to stop the violence that's been going on for about, 2 weeks now?
Yeah, I mean, every bit of 2 weeks. We're 62 days into this nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And, the liberal politicians have been saying that the reason it's so bad is because the feds are there. Well, it was going on before the feds arrived.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So, apparently there were some telephone calls between Portland and the feds.
Mm-hmm.
Including certainly the Department of Homeland Security. And they were working out some kind of an accommodation to pull the feds out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And those in Oregon, the mayor and the governor, said, they're leaving. And, well, we're not leaving. We're not leaving until
mm-hmm.
they can prove that they can protect that courthouse. And once we have determined that courthouse will in fact be protected and adequately protected, and that these militants go away, then we will begin to leave slowly.
Yep.
But I think the reason that they kind of either one lie or two jumped the gun, that the feds were leaving to see if it had any effect on the militants to start with.
Well, they need to get them out of that park in the downtown area, which is where they're loading up and doing whatever they're doing.
Well,
that's another one of those autonomous zones, right?
And, well, I mean, yeah. The big thing is that we're in a true investigative situation now to see who is leading this, who is coordinating the drop off of the weapons, and who's paying for it.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news. And we got a lot to talk about today, including what happened yesterday in D.C. with the lawmakers, Jerry Nadler's committee again. Boy, they're busy. They were in there drilling the CEOs of the tech companies. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.